美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目体育运动单元的初级课程。Ryan 想要锻炼锻炼，改善自己的身材。他的朋友 Alice 篮球打得很好，所以 Ryan 打算拜他为师。
That's right, Winnie. Basketball is a very popular sport in America.
中国人也很喜欢打篮球哦。姚明就是中国人，而且啊，他有很多粉丝呢。
That's true. Do you think Ryan will be a good basketball player?
咱们就来听听吧。
Thanks for teaching me how to play basketball, Alice.
No problem. I'm happy to be your basketball coach.
Great. Where did you learn how to play?
I played basketball in college.
Were you better at offense or defense?
I was better at offense. I was the best shooter on the team.
So, Winnie, where did Alice learn to play basketball?
Alice 说她是在大学里学会打篮球的。她不光是校队成员，而且还是 the best shooter,最棒的投手呢。这么说 Alice 投篮肯定特别准咯。
Right. And in basketball, when you shoot and score a point, you can say you scored a basket.
没错，如果你投篮成功就可以说 score a basket.
So is Alice better at offense or defense?
Alice 说
she was better at offense than defense.
进攻能力要比防守能力强。这不难理解，他是 the best shooter, 最棒的投手嘛。有他当教练Ryan 肯定很快就可以变成篮球飞人了。
All right, Ryan. First, you have to learn how to dribble.
Don't worry. I know how to dribble. Let's just play some one-on-one.
Are you sure you don't want to practice a little first?
Nope. I'm ready to play. Don't go easy on me.
Ryan 是不是有点自信过头了？Alice 想要慢慢教他从 dribble 运球开始，可是Ryan 一上来就要打 one-on-one 一对一的比赛呢。 Professor, 这 one-on-one 这个短语可不可以用在其他的语境里呢？
Sure. For example, you can say I didn't want the other students to hear me talk to the teacher, so I asked to talk to her one-on-one.
Talk to her one-on-one 就是单独和她谈话。对了 ,Professor, Ryan 还要 Alice 不要 go easy on him, 是不是说 Alice 对他不必手下留情啊
?Right. For another example, I haven't studied much for the test, so I hope my teacher goes easy on us.
因为没有好好复习，所以希望老师手下留情。好 ,Ryan 和 Alice 一对一的比赛已经结束了，我们就来看看谁胜谁负吧。
Great game, Ryan. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope so. It must have been a lot of fun beating me 20-0.
Well, do you want to have a rematch? I think you will score a basket next time.
I don't think so. And I can only take one shutout per day.
Wow, 看来这 Ryan 根本不是 Alice 的对手，让人家打了个20-0呢。Professor, 什么叫做 shutout?
Winnie, if one team doesn't score any points in the game, you can say the game is a shutout.
Oh, shutout. S-H-U-T-O-U-T. Shutout 就是输掉的队伍得零分的比赛。
Ryan didn't score any points, so you can say he was shut out. Alice asks him if he wants a rematch, but Ryan says no.
是啊 ,Ryan 不愿意再被刷个零，所以他也不想 play a rematch, 再打一次了。真希望 Ryan 学篮球的热情没有被彻底的浇灭呢。
Let's see what Alice says.
Ryan, I think I know a better way to teach you basketball.
Really? What is it?
I'm going to take you to watch a basketball game.
Great! I love watching professional basketball.
Professional? I didn't say we're going to a professional basketball game.
原来 Alice 打算带 Ryan 去看篮球赛，不过他们要去的不是一个 professional game 专业球赛。
Right. What kind of game do you think they're going to?
我们下次就知道啦。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
美语训练班上课了，大家好，我是杨林，
我是 Cat。 杨林，快说说咱们今天都要学什么。
好，今天咱们要一起去学学怎么打篮球。
Don't worry, I know how to dribble. Let's just play some one-on-one.
看看怎么装饰办公室来鼓舞士气。
I think we could all benefit from a little touch of culture, don't you think?
吃顿饕餮大餐，还要告诉大家怎么说换位思考。换位思考，这是我武术优点中的一个呀。
大家都笑了。
嗨、hey. 好了好了，言归正传，我们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word。
Learn a Word。
今天我们要学的短语是
Lock horns. Lock is spelled L-O-C-K, lock. And horns, H-O-R-N-S, horns. Lock horns.
Lock 是锁上， horn 是动物头上的角。 Lock horns 原指动物用角互相打架，引申为激烈争论。
India and the European Union are likely to lock horns over new green energy norms at the Earth Summit in Brazil.
在巴西召开的地球峰会上，印度和欧盟很可能就新的绿色能源标准争论不休。
U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder locked horns with congressional Republicans at a hearing on a gun trafficking case.
美国司法部长霍尔德同国会共和党人在听证会上因一起枪支走私案顶了起来。
The mayor and her deputy locked horns over plans for a new road.
市长和他的副手因为修路计划而激烈争吵。好的，今天我们学习的词是
lock horns, lock horns, lock horns.
说起 Lock Horns, 你看了这一期的 Iron Chef, 料理铁人了吗?
I love that show so much. It's so intense. I can't get enough of watching the competitors lock horns in epic food battles.
Yeah, that kitchen is definitely a war zone. I saw this one episode where the chefs had to cook 5 dishes with just eggs. Only eggs. Now that's a seriously tough challenge.
可不是吗? They're amazing.For me, I have to keep my fingers crossed that even my scrambled eggs in the morning don't turn out horrible.
Oh, well, in the end, the contestants successfully made some amazing gourmet food. 你刚才提到了一个很好的词儿 fingers crossed. 咱们一起来听听这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第969讲，我是杨林，
我是 Daniel Marcus。
这个周末是我和男朋友在一起一周年的纪念日，我们计划去远郊的一个酿酒厂品酒，然后再去吃一顿法国大餐。我男朋友还说要带我去做热气球，听起来真棒。不过我有些担心这周的天气，天气预报说周末要刮大风，还可能会下雨，这也让我想到这个习惯用语，那就是
Cross one's fingers. Crossed is spelled C-R-O-S-S, and fingers, F-I-N-G-E-R-S. Cross one's fingers.
大家都知道 cross 是交叉的意思， fingers 是手指。 Cross one's fingers 字面意思是手指交叉，实际上就是希望得到好运气的意思。美国人经常把食指和中指交叉，意思就是祝你好运。
I cross my fingers, hoping the weather would be good this weekend.
我盼望这个周末会有好天气。下面例子里的这个排球运动员也相信这个动作能给他们带来好运，我们来听听看。
Our volleyball team has beaten every team in the division so far. I know it's because we have better players and we've practiced harder. Still...We're up against our greatest challenger next week, and many of us are crossing our fingers. We're hoping that we'll be successful and win the trophy.
这段话是说，我们排球队到现在为止一直保持全胜，我们一直很努力的训练。不过下个星期，我们将面临这个赛季最强劲的挑战。许多队员都交叉手指期盼好运，我们希望我们能够获胜，赢得奖杯。
有时候一点小小的迷信无伤大雅，对吧？想想我从小一直弹钢琴，每次演奏之前我都会交叉手指期盼好运。
I cross my fingers every time before performing in the concerts.
也许是我迷信，不过每次我这么做表演都很成功，所以这也就成了我的好运标志。 好了 ，enough about me. 言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Our volleyball team has beaten every team in the division so far. I know it's because we have better players and we've practiced harder. Still, we're up against our greatest challenger next week, and many of us are crossing our fingers. We're hoping that we'll be successful and win the trophy.
自从2008年以来，美国的经济情况一直不好，就业市场也一直很低迷，很多人失去工作，而在找新工作的过程中也遇到很多阻碍。下面的例子就谈到了类似的情况，让我们来听听看。
My daughter has been looking for a job for almost 2 years. After sending in lots of resumes and going on a number of interviews, she's become really frustrated.The position she just applied for looks like a good match for her skills and experience. She's got her fingers crossed. This may be the chance she's been waiting for.
这段话是说，我女儿找工作已经找了2年了，在无数简历和若干次面试之后，她特别沮丧。现在她刚刚申请的职位特别适合她的技能和经验，她交叉手指祈求好运，这可能是她一直在等待的机会。
我们也祝她好运。不知道大家有没有注意到，这个短语也可以使用被动语态，所以对于我的情况，我也可以说
I have my fingers crossed that my hot air balloon adventure will take place.
我特别希望热气球之行能够成行。
The team members have their fingers crossed that they'll win the next game.
球员祈求好运，希望能够赢得下一场的比赛。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
My daughterhas been looking for a job for almost 2 years. After sending in lots of resumes and going on a number of interviews, she's become really frustrated. The position she just applied for looks like a good match for her skills and experience. She's got her fingers crossed. This may be the chance she's been waiting for.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 cross one's fingers， 意思是交叉手指祈求好运。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。其实吧，我煮饭水平也还行。Fingers crossed that I can be a real chef one day。你就做我的专业试吃员 ，professional food taster， 如何？
You know, I know that we talked about how much I like a life full of adventures, but I think that might just be a bit too dangerous for me.
Don't be scared, Kat. I know how important eating delicious and interesting food is to you. I'll take good care of you. 在今天的美语怎么说里，我们就要来教教大家怎么形容 Kat 这类人时刻。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是芳芳要问的时刻。
Hey Jessica， hey， 今天晚上跟我去吃饭怎么样？
好啊，吃什么？
吃正宗的湖南菜怎么样？
Hey look， this is the restaurant I'm talking about. I've never heard of this restaurant.Are you sure its food is authentic?
Authentic? 什么是 authentic?
Authentic is spelled A-U-T-H-E-N-T-I-C. Authentic, 意思是真实的、地道的。For example, authentic Chinese food 就是地道的中餐。
Oh, 那 authentic American English 就是地道的美语，对不对？
没错。对了， you haven't answered my question yet.Why are you so sure that restaurant serves authentic Hunan cuisines?
因为呀，这是一个特别会吃的朋友推荐的。他可是个老饕，或者叫食客，就是专门能发现一些不起眼儿，但是特地道的餐馆。哎，这种食客在美语里要怎么说呢？
We call those people foodies. F-O-O-D-I-E. Foodie.Refers to someone who loves everything there is to know and learn about food.
you can rely on their picks of restaurants.
Ah, 那这么说 my friend is totally a foodie. He took me to a small eatery last week, and the food there was terrific.
Wow, you must have pigged out.
Pig out?
To pig out means to eat a lot until you're really full.
Oh, to pig out 就是甩开了腮帮子狂吃是不是 Sometimes I like to go to KFC to pig out.
Watch your waistline, Feng Feng.
I will. 不过话说呀那天我和这个朋友去吃饭本来打算 pig out, 可是我这个人总是眼大肚子小没吃多少就饱了真不争气。哎眼大肚子小你懂吗
You mean you have big eyes and a small belly? Are you saying you're good looking?
No. 眼大肚子小意思是 you want to eat a lot, but your belly can't take all the food.
I see. There's a similar expression in English. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
原来眼大肚子小是 eyes are bigger than stomach. Jessica, please make sure I don't eat anything before tonight's dinner. I want to pick out on great Hunan food.
别光想着吃，还是先说说今天都学了什么。
今天我们学了表示地道用 authentic.会吃的食客老饕是 foodie 大吃大喝是 to pick out 眼大肚子小则是 eyes are bigger than stomach
I can definitely admit that my eyes are totally bigger than my stomach 就像上个周末我在家组织了一个 party 准备了无数好吃的最后都没地方放了
Wait, you had a party and you didn't invite me?
因为这是个 sports party, 组织大家一块看球的。我记得你说你不是个篮球迷，对吧？
Okay, all right, that's true. I'm not really a sports fan. So, I guess I'll let you get away with it just this once.
See, I know you so well. 不过在下面的美语三级跳里，我们就要带着大家去打一场篮球，顺便学学这些个篮球术语该怎么说。
Let's listen.
美语三级跳各位听众大家好今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目体育运动单元的初级课程 Ryan 想要锻炼锻炼改善自己的身材他的朋友 Alice 篮球打得很好所以 Ryan 打算拜他为师
That's right Winnie Basketball is a very popular sport in America
中国人也很喜欢打篮球哦姚明就是中国人而且啊他有很多粉丝呢
That's true Do you think Ryan will be a good basketball player?
咱们就来听听吧
Thanks for teaching me how to play basketball, Alice
No problem I'm happy to be your basketball coach
Great Where did you learn how to play?
I played basketball in college
Were you better at offense or defense?
I was better at offenseI was the best shooter on the team.
So Winnie, where did Alice learn to play basketball?
Alice 说她是在大学里学会打篮球的。她不光是校队成员，而且啊还是 the best shooter, 最棒的投手呢。这么说 ,Alice 投篮啊肯定特别准咯。
Right. And in basketball, when you shoot and score a point, you can say you scored a basket.
没错如果你投篮成功就可以说 score a basket.
So, is Alice better at offense or defense?
Alice 说
she was better at offense than defense.
进攻能力啊要比防守能力强。这不难理解她是 the best shooter, 最棒的投手嘛。有她当教练啊 ,Ryan 肯定很快就可以变成篮球飞人了。
All right, Ryan, first you have to learn how to dribble.
Don't worry.I know how to dribble. Let's just play some one-on-one.
Are you sure you don't want to practice a little first?
Nope. I'm ready to play. Don't go easy on me.
Ryan 是不是有点自信过头了 Alice 想要慢慢教他从 dribble, 运球开始。可是啊 ,Ryan 一上来就要打 one-on-one, 一对一的比赛呢。Professor, 这 one-on-one 这个短语可不可以用在其他的语境里呢
Sure. For example, you can say, I didn't want the other students to hear me talk to the teacher, so I asked to talk to her one-on-one.
Talk to her one-on-one, 就是单独和她谈话。哎，对了 ,Professor, Ryan 还要 Alice 不要 go easy on him, 是不是说 Alice 对他不必手下留情啊
?Right. For another example, I haven't studied much for the test, so I hope my teacher goes easy on us.
啊，因为没有好好复习，所以希望老师手下留情。哎，好。Ryan 和 Alice 一对一的比赛已经结束了，我们就来看看谁胜谁负吧。
Great game, Ryan. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I hope so. It must have been a lot of fun beating me 20-0.
Well, do you want to have a rematch? I think you will score a basket next time.
I don't think so. And I can only take one shutout per day.
Wow, 看来这 Ryan 根本不是 Alice 的对手，让人家打了个20-0呢。哎 ,Professor, 什么叫做 shut out?
Winnie, if one team doesn't score any points in the game, you can say the game is a shut out.
Oh, shut out. S-H-U-T-O-U-T. Shut out, 就是啊输掉的队伍得零分的比赛。
Ryan didn't score any points.So you can say he was shut out. Alice asks him if he wants a rematch, but Ryan says no.
是啊 ,Ryan 啊不愿意再被刷个零，所以他也不想 play a rematch, 再打一次了。嗯，真希望 Ryan 学篮球的热情没有被彻底的浇灭呢。
Let's see what Alice says.
Ryan, I think I know a better way to teach you basketball.
Really? What is it?
I'm going to take you to watch a basketball game.
Great!I love watching professional basketball.
Professional? I didn't say we're going to a professional basketball game.
Oh, 原来 Alice 打算带 Ryan 去看篮球赛。不过他们要去的不是一个 professional game, 专业球赛。
Right. What kind of game do you think they're going to?
我们下次就知道啦。
说起来,我原来上初中还是篮球队的呢。I used to be great at shooting. You should come play basketball with me. I can teach you.
Well...Thanks for the invitation, but I would rather go to a museum, enjoy the AC and the beautiful art. You can go run around and get all sweaty. I, on the other hand, want to surround myself with 高雅文化。
哟，原来你还是个艺术爱好者。那下面的 business etiquette 正合你的胃口。今天我们要去看看怎么用不同形式的艺术作品来进行装饰。
Let's take a look.
礼节美语
公司主管 James 找到公关部的主任 Felicia.
Hey, Felicia, do you have time for a quick conversation?
Sure, boss. What's up?
Yeah, I was walking through the hallways of our office yesterday, and it struck me that we could use a little beautification around here.
Are you thinking about repainting the hallways?
Well, actually, I was considering buying some art to display around the office and factory grounds.I think we could all benefit from a little touch of culture, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a great idea. I think looking at beautiful things helps lift morale.
公司主管 James 说自己昨天经过公司的走廊突然觉得
We could use a little beautification around here.
我们的工作环境需要美化一下。
Beautification is spelled B-E-A-U-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-I-O-N. Beautification.
是名词，意思是美化。原来他是想购置一些艺术作品，给公司增添些许文化气息。Felicia 表示赞成，他觉得看到赏心悦目的东西也有助于
lift morale，
提高员工士气。James 说
：“Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It might brighten up the office and lift people's spirits a bit as well.” I'm not really sure about what kind of art to buy, though.
That's a tricky issue. Everyone has different tastes. You know the old expression, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, what about you, Felicia? What kind of art do you like?
Well, actually, I like abstract modern art. I love the works of Pablo Picasso and Jackson Pollock.
I see. So you're a bit of a modernist, huh?
每个人对艺术的偏好都不一样。
Everyone has different tastes. Taste is spelled...T-A-S-T-E, taste.
在这里是名词，意思是品味。俗话说
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
只要看的人喜欢，那就是美。这句话经常被用在情感方面，相当于中文里所说的“情人眼里出西施”。Felicia 说，她偏爱
abstract modern art，
抽象派现代艺术。为什么呢？
I feel modern art is open to interpretation. Each person looks at the painting with a different understanding and gets a different message from it. Sometimes I find landscape paintings or more traditional art to be a bit boring.
Yes, I would agree with that. I don't want any pictures of fruit in bowls hanging on our walls. It needs to be something inspirational.
How about you, boss? What kind of art inspires you?
I'm a big fan of photography. I like real images captured by a camera. They're so genuine, and I find that I don't get tired of looking at them over and over again.
Felicia 喜欢抽象派现代艺术作品，这是因为
It is open to interpretation.
这类艺术作品给观众留下了解释的空间。每个人对抽象派艺术作品的解读都可能不一样。James 说，他最喜欢摄影作品。
I'm a big fan of photography.
用相机捕捉的真实画面令人百看不厌。
所以你喜欢哪种呀 ，Kat？ Abstract modern art or photography？
I think I enjoy photography more. It captures an authentic moment, and you can feel the different emotions in each piece. Actually, there's a new exhibit opening today. You want to go see it with me?
我还是算了，我对艺术一点也不懂，去了也看不明白。
Well, that's true. I don't think you will enjoy it if art's not your thing. You'll just be bored.
谢谢你能换位思考啦。在下面的美语怎么说里，我们就要来看看 Cat 无数优点中的一个，换位思考该怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是于苗要问的换位思考。
Hey, Jessica, how is it going? 你怎么看起来气呼呼的?
I am angry. One of my friends said she's going to come visit me, but she canceled her trip at the last minute. I saved my entire weekend for her.
啊,这可真扫兴。不过你有没有问她,她为什么不来了呢?
She said a very important client is coming to town over the weekend, and she got the opportunity to accompany them.
哦,原来是这样。你想想，你朋友刚开始工作，能有这么好的接触大客户的机会，你应该为他高兴呀。试着换位思考一下嘛。
换位思考？哦，我知道了。You're telling me to put myself in her shoes. Yeah, I guess I'm being a little harsh.
对呀，他一定也想跟好朋友过个休闲的周末。But sometimes you've got to sacrifice your personal life for work, especially when you're new at your job.Jessica, 你这么善解人意，一定明白的。
Yeah, I guess I should be more considerate.
Oh, 原来善解人意就是 considerate. 我其实特别明白你朋友的心情，我感同身受。这个感同身受用美语要怎么说呢？
You can say it strikes a chord. Strike is spelled S-T-R-I-K-E, and chord, C-H-O-R-D, chord.If something strikes a chord, it means it evokes a similar emotion or reaction.
就是你说的感同身受。原来是这样。Yes, your friend's situation strikes a chord with me.
You know, Yumiao, I think you're right. I'll call her and apologize for overreacting, and I will wish her good luck.
我来总结一下今天所学的。第一，换位思考叫做 put oneself in someone else's shoes。第二，善解人意可以用 considerate。第三，感同身受叫做 strike a chord。
If I put myself in other radio hosts' shoes, I realize that they must have a lot of pressure. They don't get to have half as much fun as we do, right, Yanglin?
Huh? Yeah, right. 不知道微博上谁的粉丝多呀？好了，同学。